Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for coming. This week's parsha, Beshalach Shabbashir. One of the mitzvos in the Torah found in this week's parsha is the mitzvah to have three meals on Shabbos. Yom Moshe Echlu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom Lashem, Hayom Lo Tibisu Basada. Adam, so what am I going to speak about this evening? Oh, very close. All right, so we'll see. I thought you were saying, oh, here we go, because 2 years ago, I spoke about a very pet, something close to my heart. Speaking of schedules, so my personal preference, is to eat the day meal on Shabbos in the morning. Oh, so says Dr. Karp, what do you mean? What's the chiddush? Dr. Karp is a highly religious, highly, highly religious individual. And let's just play this out for a second, meaning, what time is Chatzos this time of year?
12:03.
12:03, says the mathematician. Okay. Now, if you go to a regular 9 a.m. minyan, as some people in the room may, right?
No.
What time are you going to get home and eat the meal?
11:15, so I'll eat lunch before Chatzos.
You think so? Now, what if you get invited out to the meal?
Yeah,
but a lot of times it's like Kiddush. And you know what the worst is, right? When you get invited out for the meal and you sit in the living room.
You don't start till 1.
That's right. In my house, there's no living room. Living rooms are us or not. So I remember, living room. Me in the living room. I happen to like my own living room. But, you know, the whole pre-meal living room thing is not my cup of tea, so to speak. Oh, very good. That's in the den. Very good, Peter. That was a COVID catch. Maybe not even. I remember that. Very good. What do I speak about? How do you know about the new catch? Yeah, it was about a time it made a reference. I told my mate to make on a new catch. All right, so here's the shaila. The shaila for the evening is going to be, is this chumrah a chumrah? Is it a chumrah to try to strive for? Is it just a crazy chumrah to have the Shabbos day meal, not the Shalosh Shunas meal, the Shabbos day meal, the second meal out of the three meals of Shabbos, specifically before Chatzos? This is going to be a shaila. So let's learn.
The mun came down in the morning.
Oh! Avi is mechavin already. Unbelievable. So the first hayom. So what does Moshe say? Eat it today. Eat it today. Meaning the man that fell yesterday, eat it today. Says Rashi, shachris. Eat it today in the morning. Why? Shayu regilin latzeis v'lilkos. Meaning it was breakfast time. Usually in the weekday, people would go out into the fields or whatever in the desert to go collect the man. So they went and asked the Moshe, Imnadzei, Imlav, it's Shabbos today. Should we go out to search for the man or not? And what is Moshe's response? Et shebiyedchem achlu. No, don't look for new man. Rather, what's in your hands already eat. Namely, eat the man that's already in your possession. So le'erev, again, towards dinner time when they would normally, I guess, go out again. Chazru lefun of mahu latzeis, Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Shabbos, it's not a weekday. What are the instructions? Should we go out to search for man towards the evening? Amar them, no. Shabbat Hayom. It's Shabbos again. Ra'osam do'agim. They were worried. Whoa. Shema haman. Pasak haman. If the man's not falling today, maybe that means the man will not fall again tomorrow. And Moshe reassured them, no. Hayom limtzim ze'u. You're not going to find the man today. Namely, tomorrow you will. Okay. But it is interesting. Again, Rashi is certainly not writing anything related to Hilchos Shabbos. However, in the narrative that Rashi is quoting from the Midrash, when Klal Yisrael asked him, should we go out Hayom, he does say the word Shachris. I'm going to use this just as a springboard. Because in contrast to Rashi, there's the Sforno. When Moshe tells them, Ichluhu Hayom, he writes, what should you eat the man? When should you eat the man? When should you eat the three meals? Le'itim mizumanim mizehayom. What does that mean? Eat the meals at any given time. At scattered around the day, eat the meals. Ki Shabbos hayom Hashem. How long is Shabbos going to last? Or the whole day is Shabbos. So the impression you get from the Sforno is that Moshe was saying, when you get around to it, you eat the man. Le'itim mizumanim mizeh hayom. I mean, there are going to be times throughout the day that you eat. I.e., the Sforno represents the main shul guy. When you get around to it, le'itim mizumanim, you'll get a time that's mizuman, that's prepared, that's set aside for the meal. But he does not say that crucial word of shachris.
a little history. I'm told relatively modern times.
Yeah.
I don't think most people davened at 9 o'clock.
Of course not. Of course not.
They probably davened 7.
The rooster. Yeah.
They didn't daven 3-hour davenings. Most places it was, they davened and then they made kiddush.
Right.
So no one ate at 12:30, 1:30.
Right. It's like sacrilegious. So says AB. No one with deer, fathom such a guy. And do you want me to email you the makoros, by the way? Yeah. Do you want them?
Yeah.
I'm going to email them to you as I speak. All right? So AB is pointing out that there's not, the reason why there might not be as much.
Well, kasha doesn't really start.
I hear what you're saying. That being said, we're going to see that there is significant literature about it, but I hear. So I'm sending the AB Weinstraub at iCloud, okay? That's where I usually send it to, if I'm not mistaken. All right, now again, Rashi and Sforno, I just use that as a little cutesy springboard because you do get different impressions from Rashi and Sforno, where Rashi says the shachris, meaning either in the morning as opposed to the Sforno, it's like more scattered around about the day. But it should be noted, before we enter the world of halacha intensely, the Torah Tamima quotes the Gemara Yushami Tainis, Amar Rabbi Levi, Ilu Shamri Yisrael Shabbos Achas Kitikuna Miad Haya Ben David Ba. So this is the famous idea, that if Klal Yisrael were to properly observe one Shabbos, then Mashiach would come. The Torah here says, Ki Shabbos Hayom, and there's a concept as well as Hayom being a reference, if Klal Yisrael is Tshuva, the day will come, etc. And they said to the Gemara Yishami, if we keep Shabbos properly, Mashiach will come. So let's try to figure out how to properly keep Shabbos. So usually we assume properly keeping Shabbos means you don't violate Shabbos, okay? So don't drive, don't violate one of the 39 melachos or the dinei derabanan. And the three meals we would generally assume is probably like the easiest thing not to mess up. You have one meal Friday night, another meal in the daytime. You have Shalosh Shudas. Shalosh Shudas is probably the most challenging one, especially in the winter months. But ultimately, it's a relatively easy mitzvah to observe. Have three meals on Shabbos. And in fact, the Gemara Maseches Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin Rebbeis says, Tana Rabbanan, Kama Sudos Chayv Adam Le'achol B'Shabbos Shalosh. What would be even harder? Rav Chidka's opinion. Rav Chidka Omer Arba. He says you have to have four. So one time I had a Shabbaton. I was growing up and I wanted the Shabbaton food. Which is not obviously TABC Shabbatons. We're not talking about TABC Shabbatons. But, I remember growing up, I think I was whenever in my youth department, I was a counselor. When I got home, I ate again. Let's just say I washed and I ate and I had a meal. And I was afraid I was over on Baal Tosef. I didn't know too much Torah at the time. So I went to the assistant rabbi, who's now, by the way, the rabbi in West Hempstead, Rabbi Josh Galler. So for years, he was the assistant rabbi in Jamaica States, where I grew up. And I said, Rabbi Galler, I have a confession. I had two meals on Friday night. How bad is that? And he said, what do you mean? That's Rav Chidka's opinion. You were machmir for the opinion of Rav Chidka in the Gemara. I had no idea what he was talking about, but it sounded like it was a good thing. So he made me feel better. And they explained, no, Rav Chidka is of the opinion that one should not only have three meals on Shabbos, rather you should have four meals on Shabbos. But either way, how do we get this? Because it says in our pasuk, in this week's Parsha, Hayom is stated three times in the same pasuk. So either that means three times in total, or Rav Chidka's opinion is no. Three times during the day, in addition to what? In addition to what? The meal you already had last night. So how much does that equal? So one in the night plus three in the day, you get to four. Fine. It's a very, very straightforward mitzvah. Have three meals on Shabbos, no? Pretty straightforward. However, the Rambam. It's on the Rambam. Perek Lamed Halachates. Chayev Adam Lechol Shalosh Sudos B'Shabbos. Have how many meals on Shabbos? Three. Now here's where the Rambam starts to get a little poetic. And when the Rambam uses words, we have to pay attention to the fine detail in the word choice. Achas Arvis, Achas Shachris, V'Achas B'Mincha. Hold on, game choice. What do you guys want to move somewhere? You want to move? Everyone okay or no?
Next time.
You want to move or you want to stay?
Next time.
All right, whatever I know.
You want.
Whatever you want. I want to.
Next
should,
time.
Should we move to the back? All right, you tell me. All right. Okay, so the Rambam has this different lashon where he says, what? Achas arvis v'achas shachris v'achas mincha. Does that change anything? He is giving a little bit more of a defined window of time. The Friday night meal is not called night meal. It's called arvis. The daytime meal is called shachris. And shalash shudas is called mincha. Coincidence or not? What do we think? He might be just quoting Lashon HaGemara, meaning, but this gets you to think about the following question. Does the day meal on Shabbos need to be Bizman Shachris? Meaning, b'diavad, you can daven Shachris until Chatzos. We have a concept known as Sof Zman Tefillah. But the real din is if even if you miss Sof Zman Tefillah, you can daven until midday. Meaning, Shachris is in the morning until the midday, and Mincha is after midday. Even though the formal technical Hilchos Tefillah are not like that. So, is it a big deal to have your Shabbos day meal this Shabbos at 12:15 p.m.? I would imagine that the majority of families in Fairlawn, New Jersey, will be starting their Shabbos day meal the Shabbos after Chatzos. Chatzos will be around 12, early 12s, between 12 and 12:10, whatever. So, no, am I wrong? I think I'm right. Most people start the Shabbos day meal, what time? 12:30, right? I think classic modern Orthodox Shabbos schedule, shul at 9. You start your meal by 12:30, it's over around 2:30. You get like an hour nap before Mincha, before Mishnah Yomi, whatever, you know? Right? That's my, if I'm now again, the downstairs minion, we function a little differently. I'm not saying it's everyone. And I remember I went to Jake's home. So I get my family eat a little bit early. And we have little kids, so the kids get hungry at like 11:30, you know, they're hungry. So I thought I was like the earliest meal in town, like 11:30. So I'm going to Jake's house, Jake and Michelle, you know. And in the summer months, and by the way, Chatzos is not until around 1. And Jake says, yeah, we'll be eating at 10:30.
Real?
I was like, this guy is my kind of guy. So that, Jake and I see eye to eye on these issues. But Kachava, 10:30 a.m. So in the summer, yeah, that's a real shalosh shudas already.
You could eat four meals on Shabbos.
Oh, no, sort of chitka paskins like Jake, very good. So let's try to learn a little bit of the background of here. There's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin, and it starts with the Mishnah. And the sugya there is what happens if a fire breaks out on Shabbos. So Chazal will allow you to save certain things, but not everything. We're going to be dealing with cases we're worried that you're going to maybe extinguish the fire, that are Erev and Shilas. I don't remember all of the details of the sugya, but in the Mishnah it says Baleil Shabbos Matzilin Gimel Seudah. So if it's the fire breaks out on Friday night, you can save three meals because you have not yet enjoyed any of your three meals, right? What if the fire breaks out on Shabbos morning? You can save two meals, says the Mishnah. What if the fire breaks out in the afternoon, B'mincha? So then you know what? You could save one meal. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. The Ola Matzilin Mazon Shalashudah says Rabbi Yossi, no. Whenever the fire breaks out, you can always save three meals worth of food on Shabbos. Okay. So, interesting Gemara, again, a Mishnah, which implies, again, just logically, that if the fire broke out early on Shabbos, you have three meals to go. If it broke out by the end of the morning, you only have two meals to go, or you have one meal to go, you know, based on the time that the fire broke out. But the halakha of the fire, the Mishnah's dealing is, with is not what time is your Shabbos meal. The Mishnah is dealing with the Shaila, what are you allowed to save when a fire breaks out on Shabbos? So says Rashi, if the fire broke out on Friday night before you ate it, or in the morning before you ate it, so that, you know, then you can save, or you haven't eaten yet. Very nice. But now we're going to learn the Chumrah of the Bach. Rav Yoel Sirkis, one of the Gedolei post-game commentators on the tour, he writes in Simen Shin Lamed Dalet. He wants to say, what does Rashi mean? Rashi says, if the fire breaks out on Friday night before you ate the meal, or if the fire broke out on Shabbos morning before the meal, now, I would have read right through that Rashi. The Bach does not read it. You have to, the way the Achronim learned the Rishonim, was a fine comb, every word of Rashi, every word of the Rambam. says the Bach, this is what he thinks Pshat and Rashi is. Because what did the Mishnah say? It said if a fire broke out when? When? Leil Shabbos. What if the fire broke out in the morning? What did it say? It didn't say in the morning. It called that Shachris. What would have been more congruous? What would have been more consistent? Boker and Laila or Arvis and Shachris. But all of a sudden the Mishnah is mixing and matching. It's referring to the nighttime as night, and it's referring to the morning as Shachris.
The
Bach says it.
And I'm related to the
Bach,
so I definitely
can't
argue.
It says the Bach, it should have said Nafled Lega Arvis, just like it said by Shachris and Minchah. It should have referred to the nighttime as Arvis. So he wants to say like this. Well, no. Marv is different. You know why? You can have Marv all night long. And therefore, that's the concept that whenever the fire breaks out at night, even if it's the end of the night, you can still save the night meal. You know why? Because you could eat the night meal on Shabbos all the way, all Friday night long. If it's 3 a.m. and you have not yet eaten your Friday night meal, in the same way you can have a Marv at 3 a.m., you can have your Friday night meal at 3 a.m. That's why the mission refers to it as Arvis. In contrast...
But the Mishnah says Lele Shabbos.
It
doesn't say Arvis.
Why does it say Lele Shabbos? Because the idea is that you can do it all night.
Did you send it to me?
Yeah, iCloud. I'm not going to remind you what happened 2 weeks ago when you claimed it and not send the email and then you checked again. Let's just say, all right. But yeah, no, I definitely sent it to you. Oh, no, maybe you're right. So something went wrong. How about that? All right. I know what's going on. All right, but no, I sent it to AB, and I sent it. You got it? AB
got it.
AB got it. I was looking at it. It was the same email. All right, Adam, don't worry about it. So, again, Leil Shabbos connotes you could do it all night long. But in the Shachris, it's Dafka Kodem Suda, Kolomer Zman Suda, at Sof Shashishis. Wow. Says the Bach... The whole point of the Mishnah's language is Laila, because you can eat the meal all night long. And Shachris is because you can only eat the meal Bizman Shachris. And that means if it's after 6 hours into the day, Al Achar Shashishis, Aver Zmana. That's Hilchas Tefillah. Right. Now, if let's say someone's sick and they couldn't make it till Zman Tefillah. You can still daven Shacharis after, so. You're not yours at Tefillah Bizman. Right. All right, but technically speaking, you know, Shacharis isn't a morning prayer until Chatzos. I hear what you're saying. Obviously, we don't recommend it. About Achar Shashishis, here's the key line. Aver Zmana, you've missed it. Ve'eino Matzah, and you cannot, and as a halachic ramification, you would not be able to save the food. Now, again, practically speaking, when a fire breaks out nowadays with Erevin, and the Mishapura says if you're only saving it from the house into your chutzner, you can save everything. So again, we're not discussing the halachas about what to save when a fire breaks out, but what the Bach is saying is that you could miss the time window to eat the Shabbos day meal. Wow. Now, this seems a little extreme, but why is this not extreme? Which meal of Shabbos is bound by time for sure? Which meal is for sure bound by time? Shalosh Shudas. Why? Has to be in the afternoon.
No, it doesn't have to be after mincha. It has to be in the afternoon.
You're right. You could have a mincha before or after, but it needs to be what's called bezman mincha. To have Shalosh Shudas in the morning is no good. Okay. So we'll talk about it. Very good, doctor. Excellent. So on one level, the Bach seems like a crazy chumrah that you have to have your Shabbos day meal before chatzos. That's crazy. But it's also crazy, because the Tosfos already says, on that very same Gemara, why in the afternoon can you only save one meal's worth of food? Because in the afternoon, you have one meal left, says Tosfos, Mikan Mashmet, Zman Achila Shlishis, B'Shabbos, He Min HaMincha Olamala. Right? That's when we have Shal Shittis, only in the afternoon. And guess what? The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like that. Shulchan Aruch says, Zman, when do you have Shal Shittis? It's only Min HaMincha, Dainu Mishay Shosu Mechza Ulamala. Now, interestingly, Adam, he says from 6.5 hours in the day. He doesn't say right after Chatzos. He says like the way we daven mincha. So 6.5 hours in this. So let's say sunrise is at 6, hypothetically, and the midday is at 12. So that means Shalosh Shuras needs to be 12:30 and onward. 12:30 and onward. What if you had Shalosh Shuras too early? Let's say Robert said, I have a good idea. I don't want to wait. So I'll have my day meal at right after Kiddush, 11 o'clock, and an hour later I'll have 12 o'clock, I'll have my Shabbos day meal, right before Chatzos. No good. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Asa kodem lachen lo kia mitzvah suda shlishis. You missed it. So even though the Bach seems like it's a crazy chumrah that you have to have your Shabbos day meal early, it's not so crazy by Shalosh Shuras. By Shalosh Shuras is a concept of having it too early. If you were to have the third meal before the afternoon, it's too early. It's no good. So too, what? If you have the day meal, the second meal of Shabbos, too late, it's no good. But Shulchan Aruch never said that. He never said that you have to have your second meal of Shabbos in the morning. He never said that. He only said you have to have your third meal in the afternoon. And the question is, why did the Shulchan Aruch leave that out? Does he really hold that you can have both the second and the third meal in the afternoon? Right? Or no, that's the implication. If you have to have the third meal in the afternoon, that means the second meal should be in the morning. Anyone have any input on that? Anyone think that you don't have to make a big deal out of this? Who thinks that it's just not a big deal? Have the second meal after Chatzos. What's the big deal? What would be the svar to say such a thing? What's the big deal?
It says elsewhere by what a person should do in the morning is pas shachris.
So therefore, what? Very good.
So
very...
the implication, what you do on Sunday, you would do on Shabbos, except it's a longer davening.
So therefore,
a normal person would have it after shachris.
So there's no need to write it.
No need to write it.
Right. Very good. There's no need to write it because
he also doesn't write as man by Leil Shabbos that it's a whole night.
Because it's not very good. Very good. Very good.
There's no need for a deal.
So there's no need because everyone did it, says Rabbi Weinshub. Everyone eats the meal before Chatzos. Who would wait? Not this whole 12:30 business. And the Aruch HaShulchan, he felt the need to write about this. And Siman Reish Pei Dalet, the Aruch HaShulchan says, in his opinion, the second meal needs to be before Chatzos.
He already had a lot of Hasidim.
He says, in the same way the afternoon Shalosh Shuras needs to be in the afternoon. We know that one. And it says, this week's Parsha, it's the same thing. Ichlu hayom hayom hayom. So it's the same halacha. If we hold that the Shalosh Shuras needs to be in the afternoon, the Shabbos day meal needs to be in the morning. And he says, Tzarech lios lekol achas zman kavua b'fnei atzma, achas b'layla, v'achas b'yom, kodem chatzos, v'achas l'achar chatzos. And you know what he says? Timihani, I wonder. Lamalo his gerachem in a poskim davar zeh. No one writes about this. Vegam harbe lo yachushu lazeh. Many people don't even do this.
He's not counting the Bach.
So the Aruch HaShulchan lived in the 1800s, right? He should have, right? So he was including the Bach. What he meant to say was that only the Bach writes about this. So he doesn't understand why no one is, it could be that A.B. would have told the Aruch HaShulchan, no one needs to write about this before you, because no one would have waited. No, everyone has the breakfast meal at breakfast. So this is the Bach and the Aruch HaShulchan in one camp. Who's on the other school of thought? Let's learn. The Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim quotes the Bach. This Chumrah of the Bach, that you need to have the Shabbos day meal in the morning, and if you don't have it before Chatzos, you missed it. And he says, you know what the Ola Shabbos does? He niach b'tzarech iyun. I looked up the Ola Shabbos. The Ola Shabbos, you know what he does? He quotes the Bach verbatim. And then he just says, b'tzarech iyun. Meaning, he seems to paskin like the Bach, but he's not sure why the Bach is so machmir. What do you mean? Why is the Bach machmir? We learned about the Bach's machmir. Because the Prima Gadim argues, there's no such thing as missing out on a Shabbos day. If you miss Ne'ila on Yom Kippur, you can't make it up. It's a shayla. Pesach's over, you can't eat matzah. You missed it. Let's say you fall asleep on Friday afternoon and you wake up Shabbos morning. What do? You have three meals during the day. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Veishadi Alvav, Mi Shalo Achal Baleil Shabbos, Yochal Shalosh Shudas Bayom HaShabbos. This is all procedure, right? Kiddush, etc. So, What did the Shulchan Aruch not say? Oh, you missed your Friday night meal, and once you miss it on Friday night, you missed the Zman, it's over. It's not what he said. So clearly, the Zmanin for the Shabbos meal is not so rigid. If they were so rigid, you would not be able to make it up on Shabbos day. And similarly, we know when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, as did this past year, there's a whole Shaila. How to have Shalosh Shudos. And what is the Ramah's recommendation? He says, have Shalosh Shudos what? B'mine peros, o basar v'dagim. That's what we might have done this past year. And then he said, what's the big one of the morning? The Mishabruah. He says, okay, so the Ramah says, have it in the afternoon. But guess what you can also do? You can divide your meal into two. You can divide your Shabbos morning meal into two. Did anyone do this past year? Divide their day and their meal into two? That they had their Shabbos. Anyone remember what they did on Erev Pesach this past year on Shabbos? Rabbi Yudin does this. Yeah, I think he does this, by the way. That he, the Mishnah Berurah says, Dihina yesh om yotzeh b'zei dei suda gimel. Yikachas b'yir ha'gra. Namely, what you're doing is that you're having the Shalosh Shudos in the morning. Meaning, you can have Shalosh Shudos in the morning if you need to. It's not like the end of the world. I'm not mixing it up. I'm setting it up. Ha. So says Dr. Karp, whoa, Mandelstam, these are not good proofs. Why are these not good proofs? If you missed the Friday night meal, it's not like a chile to miss the Friday night meal. And if it's Erev Pesach on Shabbos, and you have to figure out a way to have three meals when you're not allowed to have matzah and you can't have chametz, it's a bidyevet situation where you have to figure out how to have a halachic loophole. You eat egg matzah, you have only fruit in the afternoon, you have to figure out what to do. But lechatchila is lechatchila. The Magen of Ram also, by the way, interestingly, and Reish HaNadal, he paints pictures of people who are like too tired to eat the Friday night meal. You can imagine in places like Germany or, I don't know, it's like Canada in our region. Friday, it gets dark extremely late in the summer months. And you can understand, let's say, besides for early Shabbos, people want to just go to bed. So the Magen of Ram has these concepts of you kind of make kiddush, and you got to go to bed, and you have the three meals of the day. If there's a ktsas ones, you know, if you like ktsas ones, meaning, right, still b'dieved, meaning ideally not, but there's such a concept out there of like kind of skipping the Friday night meal intentionally to do it Shabbos day. I know it seems a little bit like crazy, but it's on the books. Sorry, so all in all, what we have is two schools of thought. The Bach and Aruch HaShulchan say Yevdi Nachmir. And then we just learned the Prima Gadim who said, clearly you don't have to be Machmir, because all these halachas point to the fact that at least you don't miss it. That's the, so you want to say it's Lechat Chila. Fine. But here's the Bach. The Bach didn't say it's Lechat Chila. The Bach said if you don't have your Shabbos day meal in the morning, you missed it. You're not Yotze. That's not just lechatchila, it's machmir. And the Prima Gadim said, hold the phone. You can't say that. You want to be machmir, you want to say it's lechatchila, that's fine. But there are clearly these bidyevet situations which would suggest that you're not Yotze. You certainly, you fulfill the mitzvah. So a couple of weeks ago, I got invited out to a meal. And I was afraid. Why was I afraid? What time was Chatzos that? Shabbos? It was around 11:45, 11:30, one of these days. So in the past, what I've done is that I've washed at home. I really try to do this. And I told this guy straight up. I said, we got to start the meal by 11:45. So it's not possible. It's not possible when you have a little kid. It's not possible. With company, it's not possible. And what happened? We got there on time. And then you make kiddush. And then it's not shaykh.
You make kiddush.
So I made sure to make kiddush. I asked him, can I please make my own kiddush? So I made my own kiddush. Beshita. But I'm just saying, it's not easy halakha to keep. You don't want to tell people they're not yotze. So what I want to do is the following. I want to point out, a little Mandelstam over here. I want to come and take things full circle. I want to point out that the Mishnah Berurah's maker like the Prima Gadim. Little man, let's see what little man with him can do. He presents this machlokas in Shilna Medallah. Habach kasev di'im hu la'achar chatzos afilu medayin lo achal ein matzil. And then he says, the Prima Gadim mefak pek bazeh. What does mefak pek mean?
Mefak pek means he's not sure.
Yeah, he quibbles. He dismisses it, essentially. Meaning, who is the Mishnah Berurah siding with? He says, the Bach says you have to have your Shabbos meal in the morning, and the Prima Gadim is mefakpik. The Prima Gadim disagrees strongly. He doesn't take a side. But if he quotes it like that, he's acknowledging the Prima Gadim's disagreement. Now, how do we generally assume? What's the minhag? What do people know? You can't fast until Chatzos and Shabbos. Who has ever heard that before? You can't fast until midday on Shabbos. Ever heard about this? So most people assume that as long as you have a cup of coffee before a shul, you have a cup of water even before a shul. So you're not fasting. You're not fasting. You drink. So you don't need to eat the meal though before Chatzos. So if Robert wakes up at 8 o'clock, liberally, Shabbos morning, he doesn't mind having 7:10. Crazy 7:10 people are fanatics, right? He'll have a cup of coffee, reads the paper, you know. He's not fasting. Then he goes to shul, and he'll start his meal at 12:30. He's not fasting. That's a halacha on the books. You're not allowed to fast. Usser, l'sa'anus b'shabbos advav shos. Says there, even if you're learning and davening, you know, you got to eat. That means what? You're not allowed to fast. What should the Shulchan Aruch have said, according to the Bach? You have to start your meal. And guess what? The Bach quotes this on this halacha in the tour. The Bach says what? You're not allowed to fast. V'yemaher le'achol kodem vav shos. That's the Bach l'shitas. He says, not only should you not fast, you should make sure you chop your meal before Chatzos comes. And guess what the Prima Gadim says on this halacha? He says, as long as you're not fasting, it's okay. V'im ta'im midi kodem tefilas. Masaf shari lis acher yoser mishesh shos. So it's mamish glat kosher. It's mamish exactly l'shitasa. Both the Bach and the Prima Gadim comment on this halacha true to form. The halacha is you may not fast until Chatzos. Says the Bach, not only may you not fast, you better get your meal in before the Chatzos. And the Prima Gadim says, yeah, you can't fast until Chatzos, so just don't fast. So take a little Kiddush. Take a little Kiddush. And the Mishnah Berurah here quotes this machlokas, and he says, the kula of the Prima Gadim. As long as you don't fast until Chatzos, you're good. He does not seemingly passing like the Bach. So my little observation is that the Mishnah Berurah does seem to pick a side. Namely, he seems to pick the side of the Prima Gadim. And this will justify the men of Klal Yisrael to eat at 12:30. Because almost everybody does not fast until 12:30. Right, Peter? Right? You usually eat something. Right? When do you eat on Shabbos? Coffee before shul. Or you have a little shtick out the Kiddush. When do you usually eat the first food on Shabbos or drink on Shabbos? Grapefruit, yeah. I like that. Good stat. Oh, Robert, to have grapefruit juice.
I saw a Rav.
Yeah.
No names.
Yeah.
Eat an Entenmann's donut before davening.
Yeah.
And I did not remember this person making Kiddush.
Yeah, so
you have to eat before davening, you should make Kiddush.
I don't think you have to make Kiddush because the Mechayev Kiddush is Pesuk Ed Zimra. I hear what you're saying.
I think I learned.
Chabad is to eat lechatchila before davening.
Did
you daven 10:30? No, I don't. Yeah, that's a whole different circuit. But mina chabad lechatchila is to eat before davening. I don't think you have to make kiddush in that situation. If I'm not mistaken, I think they might make kiddush because it's probably uncomfortable for people to eat on Shabbos without kiddush. But I don't think you technically have to. If you're chola, yeah, you're not chayv to make kiddush until you daven. All right, but that's not for now. I wanted to just say another justification. There's a famous kula of the stipler. We don't necessarily paskin like this kula, but it's out there. Let's say someone goes to Kiddush after shul. Let's say you go to the Birnbaum Bar Mitzvah this past Shabbos and you have grape juice and some regalach, some mazonas. At a Kiddush, you should make sure to eat mazonas, right? And you then go home and you have your meal and you forget ritzei. Now, what's the halach? If you forget ritzei on the Friday night meal, you have to repeat benching. If you forget Ritzei and the Shabbos day meal, you have to repeat benching. If you forget Ritzei and Shabbos shittos, you don't have to repeat benching, because technically speaking, you don't necessarily have to eat bread. So someone asked the stipler, oh yeah, I forgot Ritzei the second at the meal, the Shabbos day meal. And what did the stipler tell him? You do not need to repeat benching. Why? Because you had Kiddush this morning. So, since he had Kiddush from Makom Suda, the Regalach, technically, counts as his Suda, and therefore what he was really eating, what he thought was a second day meal, was really halachically speaking Shalosh Shittos, and therefore he does not repeat Brisei. Now, we don't necessarily pass like that. We don't assume like that. Rosh Hashanah Zamanor disagrees, if I'm not mistaken. We don't assume like that.
Even before Chatzos?
Very good. So I remember before Chatzos, all would be the Eved. But that will justify the Min of Klal Yisrael. How is that going to justify the Min of Klal Yisrael? What are Klal Yisrael? That will justify the Min of Modern Orthodox. Min of Modern Orthodox is that they'll have Kiddush. They'll have Shtickel Regulach. They'll have some cake at the Shul Kiddush. So they're Machmir for the Bach. Because everyone's Machmir to have a little bit of Kiddush before Chatzos. And people who say that it's too hard to have Shalash Shiris in the winter, we say, no, you're already Mekayim through the Shalash Shiris. Because when you had your challenge, you thought it was your day meal, and you're only your second meal, maybe it was your third meal, because you had Kiddush, that was meal number two. And when you had the challenge, that was already meal number three. Again, that's all Bidyevah justifications. I thought maybe just a little alumnus, this whole sugya could be tied down to maybe one question. There's a unique opinion of the sheet of the Urayim. The Urayim is one of the Rishonim, who actually holds that the three meals on Shabbos is a mitzvah midoraisi. He counts that as one of the 613 mitzvahs. Now, we don't assume like that. We generally assume the machayiv of three meals on Shabbos is oneg Shabbos, right? You're supposed to enjoy Shabbos. So part of enjoying Shabbos is to what? Have three meals. So when the Gemara darshans out hayom, 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 do we say that's like a din midoraisa or a din with its own governing laws? Or is it just an asmachta or at least an extension of oneg Shabbos? Maybe you could say, but derech lamdus like this, that if it's just an extension of oneg Shabbos, so who cares when you have your meal? Meaning, the meal can be at 12:30 or 12, most based on what you prefer, because it's all about oneg. But if you pass like the Urayim, it's a real din d'oraisa. Maybe the rigid laws governing it have to be a little bit more defined. I don't know. Maybe I just thought maybe you could say something like that. But again, it needs more work. It needs more clarification. But yeah, Adam's pointing out that what I'm saying makes no sense because the din d'oraisa are more machmer. But I'm saying many posts can point out that these halachos are governed by oneg Shabbos. And many women especially will say, I don't want to eat the meal at 12 o'clock on Shabbos. I want to eat at 12:30. I want to wait. And if the machayim is oneg Shabbos, it makes a lot of sense not to be machmer for the bach. All right, it is now 9 o'clock. Let's pray.